the task or biblical interpretation, or in another words, to interpret the Bible, is to find out the original meaning, namely originally what the writer of the Bible meant and what the original reader of the Bible was meant to understand by the reader, by the writer. Okay. Important thing is to find out what the original writer had in mind, what he wanted to communicate to the original readers. That's what we want to do in so-called, we call the interpretation. Now, some people have a misunderstanding of saying, well, interpretation means that I try to put some kind of idea into this Bible and try to interpret it. But interpretation, in the context we are using, does not mean that. Does not mean give a new significance to what in the Bible, but rather to try to find out what is in the Bible. Therefore, sometimes we can say interpretation of the Bible, sometimes we can say exegesis of the Bible. Exegesis means to lead out from the Bible what is there. Therefore, do not have any idea that we are trying to impose or try to add some kind of meaning, impose some kind of meaning upon the meaning of the Bible. That's not what we want to do. We want to go to the Bible and lead out, find out what exactly the Bible says. Now, sometimes interpretation involves this aspect plus another aspect, is how we can communicate what we find in the Bible to the modern day readers or modern day hearers. But in this workshop, we will not be concerned ourselves with this aspect, namely second aspect, how to communicate the message to our modern day readers. We don't worry about that. We will be concentrating our effort in finding out how we can find what is inside the Bible, what the original writer meant to the original readers. And that is what we want to do. Now, before we talk about the process or the method of finding out what is in the Bible, we need to look at a few things, basically. Namely, we need to consider, look at some basic considerations as a basis for our thinking about how to interpret the Bible. The first thing we need to take into our account is that the Bible is inspired revelation of God. I intentionally put those two words there. The Bible is inspired revelation of God. Now, what is the meaning of revelation? Revelation is to reveal. Let me illustrate at one point. Okay, what is revelation? Now, I have handkerchief in my hand, and there I hide something inside here. Okay, you don't know what I have here. You don't see it. I hope you didn't see it. Okay, now what is revelation? Revelation is to reveal or uncover. Namely, I cover it with my handkerchief, and I take my handkerchief away so that you can see what's inside here. Congenial. Okay. The purpose of revelation is so that you can see, so that you can understand. Therefore, since Bible is inspired revelation of God, God wants us to understand. Okay. Namely, the purpose of revelation is communication. Now, it takes two sides for communication to take place. Merely my talking here, without your comprehending, without your hearing, without your understanding, communication does not take place. Communication takes both my speaking and your understanding, your comprehending. Therefore, when we say Bible is inspired revelation of God, we keep in mind communication ought to take place. Revelation is to reveal, to show, to communicate. Now, what do we mean by inspiration? Well, that word, inspiration, originally, that the literary translation is God breathed something, God breathed, the original meaning. But the way we are using now in the circle of theology is inspiration refers to the operation of the Holy Spirit in such a way that the resultant Bible is the Word of God. That's what we mean by inspiration. Okay. Let me repeat again. Inspiration is the operation of the Holy Spirit. So that the result, or the result, resultant Bible, the Bible which is resulted in by the operation of the Holy Spirit, is the Word of God. That is what we mean by inspiration. If you have any questions, just feel free to ask me, or even throw me down. Pardon? Inspiration, you want me to repeat again? Pardon? There is no really good translation of this word, inspiration, going. Now, Guoyu say, 默示. 默示 there is a bad word, really. 默示 means that, 我不讲话, 我指示你不讲话. That's not what real inspiration means. 事实上我们 inspiration, we are dealing with Guoyu, so I have to talk in Guoyu now. 在提摩太后书3章16节说, 圣经都是神所默示的, 那句话实在是非常非常 inadequate, 那个翻的实在很不够。 可是你告诉我说你觉得 inadequate, 你自己翻吧, 我也不会翻, 老实讲。 因为我们中文就找不出一个字来把这 inspiration 这一个字啊这意思讲出来。 有时候 inspiration 有人把它翻成灵感, 事实上也不只是灵感, it's more than 灵感, 启示是 revelation。 所以中文一个问题就是说怎么把启示跟 inspiration, revelation, inspiration 把它分开, 中文很难分开。 所以啊刚才那个 Dean 告诉我说 you speak in English, 我没有跟他讲说可以没有问题啊, 事实上我心里是 more than glad。
inspire 是不是要动你的心,
也不一定, 因为我们讲 inspire, 事实上啊 inspire 所说的是 God breathe theopneustos, 那个字原来的希腊文是这么讲的。 OK, Theopneustos, 那 Theopneustos 你把它 literally translate 就说 God 吹进去了。 OK, 那 God 神, 可是那个向我吹灵气的意思还不是这 inspiration 的意思, 向我吹灵气说给我力量, 可是这里所说我们在圣经里面讲 inspiration 说, 其实比较好容易讲意思哦, 就是神的圣灵的运行，神圣灵运行，那结果产生圣经来，神的灵的运行所产生出来的那个结果，那个圣经就是神的话，就是这么长。所以难怪约翰这个提摩太后书3章16节，我们就没有办法把它翻出来说圣经就是这个翻起来很麻烦，所以就干脆说默示。虽然默示这个字很字很不是一个很好的字，不过各位就晓得说这个什么意思就是 OK。 Keep this in mind. 那 Revelation 中文翻成启示, 那启示我们叫启示这个意思翻得不错, 不过这个 inspiration 这个字啊, 也不是灵感, 也不是默示, I don't know, 所以就一定要经过加以解释, before we can really understand it. OK, 所以圣经 Bible is inspired revelation of God, 这是一个很重要一点, 我们晓得这点以后, 我们才能够说 how to interpret the Bible. 第二, 圣经是很清楚的, the clarity of the scripture. Now we say the biblical message is clear. In what sense? Now we have to talk about two things. One, usually we talk about so-called internal clarity. Internal clarity, 里面的清楚, 也不晓得怎么翻, 就是说, okay, anyway, internal clarity 是说什么呢? How can we understand the Bible? There are two ways, two sides. One side is the work of the Holy Spirit. since the Bible is inspired by God, and of course, in this process of inspiration, Holy Spirit has a very active function. 圣灵在这一个inspire当中工作. Therefore, the Holy Spirit also will help us understand the Bible. Okay. Now, over here, we have to make a clear distinction. The work of the Holy Spirit, by which the Holy Spirit help us to understand the Bible, is radically different or qualitatively different from the work of Holy Spirit, from the operation of the Holy Spirit by which the Bible was written. Do not confuse those two. This is very, 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 very important. Okay. Now, the work of the Holy Spirit, by which the Holy Spirit help us understand the Bible, usually is known as illumination. Okay, that is called illumination. 就说圣灵在我们身上做工，帮助我们了解圣经，那个工作啊，英文叫做 illumination， 换句话说，中文有时候叫做圣灵的光照。这个跟圣灵 inspire 保罗 inspire 约翰来写圣经绝对的不同，从本质上的不同 ，qualitatively different。OK， 这等会我们要弄清楚。常常有人说，你看圣灵启示了保罗，照样的圣灵照样用同样的工作，今天的启示我明白圣经啊，那完全错了。如果这样的话，你讲出来的话跟保罗不是一样的权威吗？所以这一点是非常，因为我听过很多人这么讲，所以我才特别的强调这一点。 Be careful, because many people talk like this, it is a source of heresy. 好， However, there is another aspectIt is called external clarity. But what do we mean by that? Namely, we say it is literary, namely the expression of the Bible, grammatical clarity, namely God inspired the prophets or the writer of the Bible, wrote the Bible in such a way that we can understand. 就是什么叫做 external clarity?换句话说，就是 maybe I'll do this. I speak one English and speak Chinese, so that give you time to take time. Give time to take the notes. 你就可以记笔记，而且就我就不会讲得太快了。这 maybe is a good idea. OK， 这个就是说什么呢？就是说，因为圣灵啊，启示写圣经的这个写下来的结果啊，它目的就是要 communicate， 目的就是要给我们要你们了解，对不对？所以圣灵绝不会写一些古古怪的东西使我们没有办法了解。为什么缘故？我在这里讲一次英文，讲一次国语，目的干什么？目的就是要给各位，让各位能够彻底了解，对不对？这是我的目的。你看我这个笨人都晓得，我不敢讲什么话都应该想办法使各位了解，何况全能的神，他更是要想说讲出来的话更是要想办法让各位了解。 OK, therefore it is very important by its very nature, okay, literally, grammatically, God wants to help us understand rather than to confuse us. Another point. There is progressive revelation in the Bible. Now, progressive revelation is a very important concept we need to keep in mind, otherwise we confuse many issues. 就是说啊，我们一定要了解圣经里面有一个 progressive revelation。 progressive revelation 中文呢，我也不晓得怎么翻，我就随便翻一个，大概是这样。就是沉浸的启示，这是神的启示啊，一步一步进来 OK, 就是 progressive revelation。 好，什么是 progressive revelation 呢？各位如果念过教育心理学的话，你要晓得教育心理学上有一件很重要很重要的事， 就是说啊，当你在教书的时候 ，do not talk above the head of your student. Okay, that is the most basic. That's the basic principle in teaching. Do not speak above the head of your student. What I'm getting at is, make sure your student understand what you're talking about. You should speak on the level of your student. Okay, 这个很重要。Now,
and their time of readiness.
Right, that's right. 如果他不 ready, 你不跟他讲 ，OK? 你要等到他 ready 的时候才跟他讲。我讲一个例子，他是听懂国语啊 ？Who doesn't understand 国语 ？You don't understand 国语 ？OK, let me speak in English, in 国语 again. Maybe. (笑)好几个人英文听不大懂。没问题啊，你没有问题吧，这弟兄？
没有什么问题。不过有的时候你讲中文还是好一点。
我现在用一个例子，这个例子啊，这个例子不是那么重要的，所以我就用英文讲啊。那然后，如果你听不懂，你问好不好？这个例子，那重要的地方我再用英文讲，用中文讲，原因就是 make sure 你们懂的，而且又给你们机会能够记笔记。How many of you ever studied arithmetic, 算术？你学过算术啊？有没有学 ？Is there anybody who did not have the course in arithmetic? Arithmetic?
Math.
No, no, math is, I'm making this thing between arithmetic and mathematics. Okay. Because mathematics is 数学。Now what I'm saying is arithmetic, I'm talking about 算术。算术 and 数学 are a little different. Okay, 算术 is part of the 数学。Now I have my purpose in asking this question. Now, okay, I ask you a question. 在算术里面呢，in the arithmetic, usually there is some kind of a question. They will say, okay, here are two kind of animal, 有两种动物在这里。啊，我算算了。这个动物一共有十五头动物，十五只 ，15 animals total 的呀。那我从底下看，算算它的脚啊，它的脚一共24。Let's say 太少了 ，suppose say 34好了，不一定。OK， 只脚。We have 34 legs.And of course, 15 animals, 34 legs. Okay. I'm asking you, how many pigs? No. That way you tell me, how many dogs and how many chickens?
Yeah.
Among them.
Yeah, chickens.
Okay. 来，我们叫什么？叫什么？鸡前，哈？哦，鸡狗同笼 ，OK， 鸡狗同笼 ，OK， that's kind of question. Now, listen to me, carefully. You figure this out with 算术 arithmetic. Who can do it? I can. I forgot. I can. But I tell you something here. However, I can tell you, I can give the answer, even though I cannot use.I cannot solve the problem with arithmetic. I cannot. 我不能用算术算，我忘掉了，忘光了。可是不必画，我可以说啊。Right.
对了。
但是代数 ，right? Now what I'm getting at is this. 我不能用算术算 ，I cannot figure it out with on the basis of arithmetic, but I can figure it out with algebra 代数 ，okay? The problem is this, I have to study arithmetic first, 算术 first, and then when I get to 初一, they begin to teach me algebra 代数。But 很矛盾的是什么呢 ？After they taught me algebra 代数。I can forget 算术 and I can live. I can solve my problem, 对不对？对不对？ I don't need to to remember what kind of thing. I just use this X, Y, and solve the problem. Okay, that the logic is this. No, the people, what we think is this. Why my math teacher are so stupid, putting quotation mark, of course, that they would not teach me algebra first. If he just taught me algebra, I don't have to worry, waste my time in studying, learning arithmetic, 对不对? 他叫我代数我, 根本就不要花那么多时间学算数, 因为他很笨, 他叫我算数, 然后叫我代数以后, 我代数学会了, 我算数可以忘掉, 我觉得很笨, 是不是? However, 问题不在这里, 问题就是说, 虽然算数我不用, 可是如果我不先学算数的话, 我没有办法学代数, because I was not ready. 对不对?
对。
Okay, do you get the point?
Yeah.
If not, say it. I will repeat it in English. Now, this is exactly the point I'm getting at. Okay. Namely, in education, if a person is not ready, you don't teach. You have to wait until he's ready. 你要等到他成熟了, 等到他准备好了, 你才能够叫。 所以啊, 照样, 神要把他的救恩向我们启示的时候啊, 比如说他在旧约时代, 他就把整个救恩启示出来, 人听不懂, 不知道。 Then I understand, God, if God revealed the whole totality of the plan of salvation, about the time of, say, Adam or Abraham or whatever, they could not comprehend. Therefore, God has to prepare man to receive his ultimate or final revelation in Jesus Christ. Okay. 神需要好好训练人,准备人, 使人能够接受他在耶稣基督所启示出来的最后的启示。 That require progressive revelation. 那个就是要有这个前进的启示的理由。 Because God has to get people ready. And in the process of getting these people ready, God has to reveal at first something more elementary. And after people comprehend this, then when they become more mature, God reveals something more comprehensive, more clearly. More comprehensive, more on a higher level in that sense. Okay. That's what I mean by progressive revelation. Now, this is not what I say. This is what the Bible says. Let me show you a few places. Let's look at 希伯来书第一章第一节第二节. Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. OK. In the past, in the sundry times, in sundry manner, God revealed, etc. through his prophets. But at this last time, he revealed to us, communicated to us through his own son. So he's talking about 神在过去曾经用各种不同的方法启示, 到最后, 接着在他耶稣基督里面, 把他最高的 ultimate revelation, ultimate 最高的 revelation, 向我们启示出来了, 对不对? 好, 还有一, 我们可以看到一个例子, 我问各位啊, 到底神, 按照圣经讲起来, 到底神有几位? How many gods? According to the Bible, how many gods are there in the universe? Okay. They're Trinity, right? There are three persons and one. Three in one, right? Three persons. There's a three personhood or three personalities in Godhead. Only one God. 就是有三位, 可是只有一体。 其实三位一体也不晓得，就是说啊， 有三位 persons， 神有三位 persons。好，我们平常讲一个 person， 两个 person， 什么 person？ 在 person 这个，哦，对不起啊，我还是用我的笔写好了，因为这个笔有时候，我再换一个 person。什么叫做 person？ 这个好一点。我们平常说 person 啊，在哲学上或者在神学上 ，in philosophy or in theology， when you talk about one entity is a person， he is personal， 或者 you're talking about， we are talking about he possess intellect， 理智。他是有理智有理性，他有感情 emotion， 他有 will 有意志。平常我们讲说 person 是这么讲，这么讲 OK。 所以啊，我们说神啊，神有 three persons， 我们不没有说 three God， 我从来我们不讲，我们说神有 three persons， 为什么呢？因为父神 God the Father 是一个 person， 他有 intellect， 他有 his own intellect， his own emotion， his own will， OK， 我们有 Son God the Son， 主神神呀，主神第二位，三位一体的第二位，他有他自己的理性，有他自己的感情，有他自己的意志。OK， God the Son has his own intellect， has his own emotion， has his own will。 Then third we have the Holy Spirit， Holy Spirit has his own intellect， has his own emotion， has his own will。 That's the reason why we said there are three persons in the Godhead。 OK， there are three persons in the Godhead， but they are all in one。 That's the reason why we call itWe call them Trinity. Three and one unit. 所以我们说三位一体是说什么呢？他们有三位，三个位格。我们 person 嘛 ，personhood 或 personality， 在哲学上讲，比如说中文把它翻成性格，而、不是啊、位格。When we say 位格 ，that's what we mean usually. Personality 就是 involve those three things.OK， now let me ask a question. Is the truth, the doctrine of Trinity, is the doctrine of Trinity revealed in the Old Testament? 三位一体的真理在旧约圣经有没有启示出来？
Yeah.
Where?
In the book of Genesis, the man in the wheel is the God.
Yeah, but is the wheel very clear indicate there are three persons in Godhead?
No.
Right? It's not there. It's maybe implied.In the Old Testament, but it is not explicitly revealed in the Old Testament. Okay, so 三位一体的这个真理啊，在旧约圣经里面，也许有一个 implied 怎么讲？implied 怎么说啊？暗示，可能有暗示，可是在这一个，可是在旧约圣经里面没有明白的启示出来，要一直等到新约圣经。我们才可以看到三位一体的真理。为什么？ Why？ 我请问各位一个问题啊，旧约圣经的神跟新约圣经的神是不是一位？ The God of Old Testament and the God of New Testament are they the same God？ Right， 一样，对不对？ Then why the Old Testament does not reveal Trinity？A New Testament reveal Trinity. Why?
因为耶稣是人，道正有神。
Yeah. Right, 对，所以我现在各位所讲的是启示的内容 the content of the revelation but I'm asking the reason why it's not in the Old Testament 我说问那个理由我原因是在哪里
啊
They are not ready
Right 他们还没有 ready 为什么没有 ready OK 旧约是对不起啊我就这样我非常 informal 我故意这样做是给各位知道说我们是非常 informal
这个问题我们在网上也引起过很多的争辩大家都没知道建立起来希望今天能够好好听
讲我这个是题外话这个还不是我们主要讲的了不过是随便讲一讲就是跟这个